produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Again, God's precious prayers throughout Radio Land. Greetings. How is everyone today? I pray all is going well with you. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry with another moment of inspiration. Thank you for joining us today. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World, Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you so much, and many blessings to you. Let's pause for a moment of prayer and thanksgiving. Father, it's in the mighty, precious, and powerful name of Jesus that we come to you with praises and thanksgiving. You are an awesome God, and we adore you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We give you praise and glory and honor. You're an awesome God. We just adore you, Father. We just thank you. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your goodness, and your mercy, which is poured out afresh for us each day. We thank you, Lord. What would we do without you, God? We're nothing without you. We look to you, Father, from whence cometh our help. Thank you for all that you have in store for us today. All the blessings, all the mercies, all the grace that has been poured out. And Father, I just cover this time with the precious blood of Jesus. May we strive to honor and give you the glory which is due to you. Our desire, Lord, is to bring praise and glory and honor to you always. So help us, Lord, in this journey. Father, please touch our hearts today that we will all be blessed and inspired during this time of fellowship. Now, Father, I yield myself to you that you may speak through me in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Many of us, if not most of us, enter this new year with a sort of bash. As a matter of fact, we went in with great expectations to expect changes and restoration. That's what we were seeing. That's what we've been seeing. And we believe it's coming. We believe it's there. But remember that this will not come without trial. Will not come without testing. Many of us did not expect to experience or walk into the new year with sudden and many, many drastic changes. I know I'm speaking to many of you out there in Radio Land. I know many of you will be agreeing with me. We've seen many, many, many global changes, so many. And many of us have experienced personal challenges. The beautiful thing is we are confident of the fact that God is always working on our behalf. And he does this to bring out his very best in us. The child of God will always suffer persecution, will always suffer trial. God is working strength, wisdom, patience, and the beautiful fruits of the Spirit in us. And most important, he's stretching us to trust him as he brings us into perfection in him. We cannot do this by ourselves. It is only through him. This leaves us very uncomfortable, and we often have to sit back and evaluate as we process the situations we're facing. Remember, we're not alone. Most important, we pray and seek God's will and purpose. What is his plan, and what is he teaching us? We just have to take a time of probably sabbatical and rest a while and just take away the busyness and just seek him and find out what's going on. James 1:1-7 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he would receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." You see, God does not want us to be unstable. He wants us to be anchored in him, fixed in him, and trust in him. You see, precious gems, God is with us, and if he is with us, no man can be against us. We have the purpose in our hearts to trust and rest in him. As I was seeking the Lord during this challenging time, which came so suddenly, I heard precious Holy Spirit saying, "He's polishing his pearls. He's doing some cleaning and perfecting for his glory." You see, sometimes we're so busy, we're just going about our chores, and so many things are going on around us, and we need times of refreshing. We just need time to slow down and smell the roses a bit. And during that time, the Lord works in us. He's polishing us. And, you know, as he polishes that pearl, as he cleans it up, it's sometimes painful. So we have to endure that pain. You know, we're in a period when the glory of God is about to fill the whole earth. And he will do what he has to do to allow his glory to spring forth. He's changing us from glory to glory. And we just have to be patient as he completes his perfect work. He loves us so much, and hence he's doing this in us. We also have to restring them, our pearls, every 2 years at least. you know, if we wear them too often. God has to check on us and many a times realign us. What about us, God's beautiful pearls, his precious gems? He's working in us to shine forth his glory. You know, many a times, to be honest with you, as a child of God, we strive to be in his will. And many times the conflicts that we face, as I've even mentioned before in previous broadcasts, many a times it's not our personal problems, but it's the problems of our loved ones. And we love them so much and we care about them so much that we do what the Lord tells us to do. Bear ye one another's burdens. And these are some of the challenges, believe it or not, that I face. Loving people so much that I do pick up their burdens. And sometimes, of course, God is working in you, working situations in you as he takes us along the path in his vineyard, that we will have to go through changes and perfection. And actually, this is what I was experiencing at this time. Like the pearls, as his light shines on us, a glow is automatically given off. He's drawing us into his presence through our testings so we can draw and glean from him. I hear the song, you may know this song very well, Leaning is a very, very common gospel song. Leaning, or what I would say, well-known gospel song. It's called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. It says, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so dear, so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, yes, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all alarms. No matter what the alarm would be. What is an alarm? It comes on so suddenly, you know. No warning and you get an alarm. So here comes this sudden catastrophe. But what are we going to do? We're going to lean on the everlasting arms. Yes, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. As we draw close to the Lord and lean on him, we do so by trusting him in the circumstance, whatever we're facing at the time. This means, just like the beloved disciple, John, who had an intimate relationship with Jesus and leaned on him. You know, even as they fellowship with the other disciples, John had such a close relationship with Jesus that he just leaned on him. He was known as the beloved disciple. So we too must be known as the beloved of the Lord and lean and trust on him. That we're strong, we're anchored in him, that we're strong to face any sudden catastrophe. We too can have that fellowship and trust in him. The child of God is never without trials and testings. But the blessed hope is, the blessed hope that we have is he has promised never to leave nor forsake us. But he says, and he promises, that he will always be with us to the very end. And we have to remind ourselves of that, even to the very end of the age. We have to always remind ourselves that God is always, always, always with us. His eyes are always on us. And you can actually feel his eyes on you. You could feel that glare. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes I find I'm driving along the highway, and especially when I'm a passenger, and you turn to look to your right to just look at the person who's driving next, you know, alongside you. And would you believe how many times have you noticed that that person turns and look at you also? There's something, there's a magnet. So, you know, as we go about our daily chores and our daily business, believe you me, you can feel the precious eyes of God watching us constantly. He said his eyes are always upon us, so we should always believe that. The reason and the solution of the trials that we're facing will be revealed to us. God does not hide anything from his friends. We are his servants and he does not hide anything from us. We will not perish for lack of knowledge. God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we will not, because he will reveal to us exactly what we're going through. God is always polishing his precious gems, his precious pearls, to make us more beautiful. We will therefore suffer with him. I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me during this time, and he said, you are on a journey. You're on a pilgrimage, and it's not going to be an easy journey. But with me, you will make it. I will be with you, and I will walk with you. My children suffer many trials and many persecution, many oppositions, But even as you journey, do not look at the circumstances around you. Look only to me. The trials around you will then appear as tests of your faith and endurance. It is no longer you, but I who live in you. And as you look and draw from me the strength you need, you will be sustained. You will not glean strength from me when you look at the situations around you. You will not glean wisdom. You will only glean frustration, bitterness, and anger. And these are not weapons of warfare, but harvests of defeat. What I said, they are harvests of defeat. We will not glean defeat. These did not come from me, the Lord says. I do not call my children to be defeated. I was not called to the cross, even though it was painful. He said, I was not defeated at the cross, even though it was painful. I had the victory, and I have given you that victory, so you are not defeated. My child, as long as you put your trust and your hope in me, you will never be defeated. You will only look straight at the enemy and laugh. You will see victory, and you will shout victory. That sound of victory will send the enemy running. The sound of victory puts him to flee. He fears victory. Victory threatens him. It exposes his weakness and your strength. So hold the scepter of victory that I have given you and march through the land with it and use it effectively. You see, we have victory in us. The Lord continues as I journaled. I must receive his finished work on Calvary, place that burden at the feet of Jesus, and allow his precious blood to wash it all away and walk in his victory. I must surround myself with people of like faith and stand together as one mighty army. You see, we can never walk alone. We need others around us to walk beside us. Those who truly love the Lord, to walk beside us, to encourage each other. The Word of God says we're to encourage each other while it's called today. That's one of my favorite scriptures. So, you know, stand together, pray together. One will send 1,000 to flee, and two will send 10,000. It's we're to combat the works of darkness through prayer and fasting. While I also abide in God's words. God's word, as we know, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we have to trust him. Whatever decisions we make, whatever we try to do, it's so important to pray about every situation in our lives. Everything we have to pray about. You know, pray about relationships. Pray about the people who come into your lives, because it's amazing the garbage that can be brought into our lives. But, you know, as we meet people with situations and problems, we must stand with them and we pray with them. But just be careful. We just have to pray about everything. We're to forgive, we're to love, and we're to seek God's will always. Do not fret, do not fear. The Lord said, this is an armor for defeat. And we do not want defeat. You know, I share with you a poem the Lord gave me some time ago. I love to journal, and I have many poems that the Lord has given. And this poem is called On the Stormy Seas. On the stormy seas of my life, O Lord, you say, peace be still. Not my will, but thine be done. Your face I seek in this troubled hour. You hold the keys and have all power. With you, O Lord, I am not afraid. With my hand in thine, I know I am stayed. Yes, in this hour, I am not afraid, because you are Lord and God of all. In you, I am stayed. The mighty Prince of Peace, that is your name. You came to save and set me free. Free from the hands of the enemy. So I will not be afraid, O Lord, because I'm stayed in thee, for in you I'm stayed. You see, remember when Jesus was on the boat with his disciples. On two occasions, he was on the stormy seas. He was walking on the sea, and his disciples were afraid. He was afraid. They were afraid, but he spoke to the storm. Another time, he was in the boat with them, and they were afraid, and he was fast asleep. He was resting. He was fast asleep. The storm didn't bother him one single bit. And his disciples said, Master, care not that we perish. You know, you're sleeping and we're in the storm. It doesn't bother you. And we're worried. We're afraid we're going to be drowned, you know. But he rebuked it. He rebuked it. And sometimes this is what we have to do. We have to rebuke that storm, speak to it, and say, peace in Jesus' name. Address the situation. The Lord has given us the weapons of warfare, and that's his word, to speak to the situation. You know, it's funny, during this time, I remember I said to the Lord, I was just feeling a little bit defeated, actually. And I said, Lord, I have no time to be consumed with all this frustration. It weakens me. It affects me. And I need your strength. I need your strength, Lord. And I said, Father, if you have called me, I need to be studying. I need to prepare it myself. But I haven't even got the energy right now to do this. And I said, Lord, if you have called me, you've got to do something about this. How many of us have said that? You've got to do something about this because I just cannot do this without you. So if you have called me, you've got to do something. If not, I'm going to throw the towel in. How many of us have said that? Oh, Lord, help us. Confession is good, isn't it? But sometimes you do get to that point. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. I remember exactly where I was standing, going down the stairs. And do you know, immediately my phone rang and the whole situation was diffused. The whole situation was diffused. Just the answer I wanted to hear. It was like a flip of the coin. And you know what? At that very moment, the sun shone through. The sun just broke through the clouds. I remember many, many years ago, as I woke up one morning, the Lord showed me a vision. And I saw way yonder the sun coming forth beyond the clouds. And I heard in my spirit, the sun comes forth as a bridegroom. That's in the scripture. The sun comes forth as a bridegroom who takes care of his bride, the bridegroom who comes with warmth and comfort and love and provision, everything, you know. And at that moment, it was a cloudy morning, and having to face that situation I was facing didn't help under the cloud, the natural cloud. But at that moment, the sun broke through. The sun shone, and the problem was solved. And I tell you something, my heart leapt for joy and I rejoiced and I gave God thanks. Sometimes we have to speak into the atmosphere or situation. Speak, speak. And as we cry out and as we surrender and as we commit or, you know, admit our feelings to the Lord, he sent forth his holy angels to encamp around about us and to fight for us and bring forth the victory and the answer. My beloved friends throughout Radio Land, if you're facing that situation today, if you're feeling defeated, if you're facing a challenge right now, I'm speaking to many throughout this land. Just cry out to Jesus. Cry out and surrender. Do not hold on to this situation. Just let go and say, Lord, I leave it to you. I give it to you. I remember the Lord speaking to me some time ago, and he showed me so clearly. He said, just put it at the foot of the cross and allow my blood to wash over it. Even as the blood of Jesus was put, oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Oh, hallelujah. Even as the blood of Jesus was put on the doorpost and the death angel passed over and did not touch the child of God, I'm telling you, apply the blood of Jesus to your situation right now and cry out on the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Sing forth his praises. Clap your hands for joy. Even do a little dance. That confuses the enemy and send him to flee. So right now, if you're facing a difficult situation, just clap your hands. This is praising the Lord. When you clap the hand, and when you clap your hands, believe you me, you scare the enemy away. You startle him and you scare him away. Do a little dance. Turn around. And rejoice and watch that situation go away. I know many of you are going through right now. And this is a word for you, a word of encouragement. Let us rejoice and be glad in the Lord because he is so good to us. He's so good to us. He's so good to us. I just want to encourage you. I'm speaking from my heart because I know what I'm talking about. And as I'm telling you, I am built up in my faith and the Lord is just blessing. So I rejoice with you today as you receive the victory. The victory is yours, my beloved. Rejoice and be glad. Clap your hands. Shout. Call on the name of Jesus. Demons flee and tremble at the name of Jesus. And we say, Jesus, Jesus, we love you and we trust you. My beloved friends throughout Radio Land, I love you. God bless you. Until next time, 2 weeks' time, I will see you again. As a matter of fact, I think I will be on with Kayla on Finding My Way Radio Network in another week. So the Lord be with you and bless you and be encouraged today in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you all.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.